driving on stormy nights can become so difficult that you may wish you had the eyes of a night creature, like an owl or a tarsier. What's a tarsier? Well, it's like a... Look, it doesn't matter. Bosch Night Performance Wiper Blades reduce blur and glare, clearing away rain, so you can drive even better than a tarsier, whatever that is. Night vision has evolved. Bosch Night Performance Wiper Blades.
At Capella University, we believe accessible education can make a difference. That's why we offer scholarship opportunities to all eligible students. Un futuro diferente está más cerca de lo que crees con Capella University. Learn more at capella.edu.
Off the ball. Rugby.
I question that theory, and I wonder, come the biggest games, whether it will be the undoing of Leinster, as in the end it was in the final, because Toulouse are taking their game on.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Tom, just stuff of dreams for yourself. First start of the year, two goals in an All-Ireland final, your first All-Ireland victory for the club. I could go on and on. What a magical day.
Yeah, no, it's the stuff of dreams. Like, it's hard to put into words. It's cliche, I know, but it's the truth. Yeah, we came out of the blocks really well, and then, you know, just continue that performance for the 60. And I think we did get a good 60-minute performance in today, which is what we've been chasing all year. So, yeah, delighted with that. Yeah.
The pivotal times as well, getting a goal in each half, just rubber-stamped it.
I think so, yeah. I think they were great moments to get the goals. Just, you know, I think we were 8 or 9 up at the time that we got the first goal. Some great work done out the field, and I just think they were good times. We really gave them no chance to get back in the game, I think, by getting the goals at those times. So yeah, no, very happy with that. Yeah,
I guess when you joined the hurling panel after the football had come to an end, you didn't think you'd be here in Croke Park, this stage of the competition.
Well, if I didn't think we'd be here, I suppose no point in coming back. But you know, it's hard. Of course, there's a lot of steps to be made before you make it here, but no, I think we were quietly confident that we could always just get over the next game. But it was never about looking at the All-Ireland final. When I came back to the panel after the lads won the Dublin Championship, you know, we're thinking about the Leinster quarterfinal first and foremost. So, but it's months ago now at this stage, so it seems a long time ago. So yeah,
very special day for you, but I believe it probably an even bigger day for your family. I believe there's a connection there in the founder and the club.
Yeah, no, I have a couple of founder members in the family. Of a great uncle, granddad, great granddad, Joe Brennan and Joe Brennan Senior and Dermot McNulty. So yeah, they'd all be very proud. I'm missing them today, I have to say. Love to be seeing them on a day like today. But you know, that's the way it goes, I suppose.
You certainly did them proud. Enjoyed the celebrations back in the club. Well deserved.
Thanks a million.
Well, Paul, congratulations.
Thanks very much.
I think the smile really says it all. We start with that, a magical day.
Yeah, it's just class. Like I was saying to the different reporter there, that like we've grown up around Croke Park our whole life. We've kind of been at all the club finals. Now we've got a chance to come out to the pitch, get that cheer coming on, and just to put in. We've talked a lot about peak performance, to put in probably as close to the peak as we possibly could. It was just class.
That's actually a lovely thought, isn't it? Like so many times over the years, primarily on Paddy's Day before they moved us,
yeah.
Probably looking out your window or at the club, but other clubs coming up and having special days.
Yeah, I suppose I would have been involved a few. Like, I know I was at Coolah when they won and Sean Moran scored a free last puck of the game to bring it to replay and stuff like that. Like, you just saw the atmosphere that was there. You kind of just always wished you could get to that stage. So it's just great that we finally got that chance, and we finally got the chance to run onto the pitch. Like the roar we ran on at the start of the game at half time and just the final whistle went was just absolutely like the hairs stand up on your arms. So like, it was just class.
Because often, like with the club championship, everyone talks about it, you know, the pride of the parish and everything like that.
Yeah.
But primarily it's the template is the stereotypical rural club, and then, you know, the coaches, yeah, coming up, etc, etc. You could see that out there. You could see that the last while in terms of events being organised, and I looked around today and the support, your colours were, yeah, everywhere.
It was, yeah, like the support all year. Like I would have worked in the Fianna for 10 years as well with Experience Gaelic Games, and I've been around Cormac. He did a lot of the organisation. Like, it's kind of like every second of every day they think about the Fianna. And they finally got a chance to put that to practice, and just the crowd really just got behind them. So it's just magic.
And I suppose, look, you'd have taken a point coming off someone's backside at the end or something like that, but to do it in style must make it even more special.
Yeah, you could say for towards the last few minutes, and when I hit 60, it kind of felt like we probably got over the line. So Yeah, it was a slight different game from the Crokes game in the where we kind of were dead and buried and we got the last second goal. But yeah, I think the team's ground every match we've kind of it's been different. We've kind of grounded out one or two points. But yeah, it was nice to be able to the last few minutes to be able to look around and just soak it all in.
And the match reports, they'll have a little one beside your name as well. You got out of the act?
Should be two. Brian's giving out to me there. They didn't pass on that ball at the end. But yeah, if I get a chance on the ball, I'm kind of happy enough to shoot. So I don't usually get too many chances. So it was good to get one.
Well, special day. Enjoy the short commute back to the clubhouse.
Yeah, yeah.
Celebrations that might go on a little while.
Yeah, they might be. It won't be too late, let's say.
Could be very early. Congrats again. Thanks very much.
Thanks a minute.
It's a dream. Anybody that, you know, it's not exclusive to me or the club, but like everybody, like when a club means so much and when you're in a club all your life and you throw so much into it over a long period of time, like so many do around so many clubs around, it's almost, it is a dream, like, you know, to be able to finish this out with an All-Ireland club is, I'm just very, very proud of that.
That opening 15 minutes in particular, Neil, when you must have been so proud, it's in your game plan, you know, come up trumps on the biggest day of all.
Yeah, I mean, like anyone, we had the work. Like anyone on a day like this, we had the work done as much as we could to know what they were going to bring and what we felt we could bring. You know, I did think for that 15 minutes, I thought our forward line would probably cause them a lot of problems. The ball in was good. We were generally out in front. We were securing ball out in front, and we did say we'd run at them. And when we did run at them, it tended to lead to good things. So. We targeted a fast start, no problem saying that, absolutely did. We didn't do that last day, we did it there. Excuse me, and we saw through them.
And Tom Brennan as well, coming in, getting two goals, you know, fairy tale stuff almost.
Yeah, brilliant. Like Tom has that ability. Tom has that ability, you probably saw it, once he secures the ball and goes off the shoulder, he's extremely explosive, extremely strong. And he's good in the smaller areas like that to finish opportunities like that came. So Tom obviously had a very, very good day, and very, very glad for him, yeah.
That opening quarter, Johnny, they were just on a blitz. They seemed to find a lot of space inside as well, the two forwards inside.
Yeah, they did indeed. Our half back line was probably, maybe we went too far forward and exposed our full back line to the lads. But I think it was maybe further up the field, that middle third, we didn't get a handle on it at all. You know, in around 8, 9, 10, 12, they were very, very dominant, and we just couldn't seem to get a handle on it. You know, obviously we made changes at half time, and certainly our second half was much improved. But ultimately, look, just really disappointing, you know.
How difficult is it when a team has just nearly everything went right for them, they're having that clutch moment when you're on the receiving end of that?
It's very difficult. You know, you're trying to find answers, you know. I suppose you trust your team as well, which we do, and we trust the lads, you know. They're an amazing bunch. They've brought us an incredible journey, and you're just waiting for that tide to turn. You're waiting for that one tackle or that one hit or that something that just ignite the whole thing, but unfortunately it didn't seem to come, and we lost our shape completely towards the last 10 in the first half. You know, going in 11 or 12 down at half time, you know, with a mountain to climb. But look, credit to the boys. You know, they definitely stuck at it. I think we might have won the second half by 3 or 4 points. We just couldn't get that goal either. To be fair to them, they were watertight in the back, and you know, we just couldn't seem to find any gaps in there.
At Capella University, we believe accessible education can make a difference. That's why we offer scholarship opportunities to all eligible students. Un futuro diferente está más cerca de lo que crees con Capella University. Learn more at capella.edu.